Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. 11 members of the U.S. military are missing after a helicopter crashed off the coast of Florida late Tuesday. A spokesman at the Elgin Air Force Base in Florida said debris from the wreck was discovered early Wednesday after the helicopter failed to return to base Tuesday night. Passengers on the helicopter include 7 Marines and 4 crewmen assigned to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. CNN reports there was a dense fog advisory in place for the region during the mission, which notably reduced visibility. Japan Wednesday is observing the 4th anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami disaster that left over 19,000 people dead or missing and prompted a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Ceremonies are being held throughout the worst-hit areas, and a minute of silence was observed across the country at the exact moment the massive earthquake hit 4 years ago. Speaking at a ceremony in Tokyo, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe praised the government's reconstruction efforts. He also stressed more needs to be done to help survivors. He says, "I give my heartfelt condolences. Every time I visit the disaster-hit areas, I feel the footsteps of reconstruction are becoming more firm." Meanwhile, Japanese Emperor Akihito also attended their ceremony and acknowledged that conditions for many survivors remain harsh. Key members of the U.S. President Barack Obama's national security team are due to testify Wednesday. It comes as a Senate committee holds a hearing on his request to use force against Islamic State militants. More on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A member of the Kremlin's Human Rights Council says there are reasons to believe the prime suspect in the killing of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov confessed under torture. Andrei Babushkin told reporters Wednesday that he had seen numerous wounds on the body of Zyar Dudayev during a visit to the suspect's prison cell on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a Moscow newspaper says Dudayev has reversed his confession to the killing, telling the Moskovsky Kosmolets that he told authorities he had not killed Nemtsov and planned to plead innocent when he was brought before a judge. But he said once he was brought to court, he was not given a chance to speak. A new United Nations-backed report details the economic and societal devastation of the 4-year war in Syria, where the violence of a multi-party civil conflict has become further inflamed by a multinational battle against Islamic State militants. The report, released Tuesday, says the war has cost the Syrian economy an estimated $202.6 billion and has brought drastic levels of inequality and inequity to people across the country who struggle to find food. Iran's foreign minister has criticized an open letter sent to his government Monday on behalf of nearly half the U.S. Senate, warning a nuclear deal the Obama administration is negotiating with Tehran may not last after President Obama leaves office. Mohammad Javad Zarif said the letter is unprecedented and undiplomatic, adding, "Iran cannot trust the United States." The lawmaker says if the deal turns out to be an executive agreement with Iran, it could be revoked by Mr. Obama's successor after he leaves office in January 2017. Darrell West is a political analyst with the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
I think the Iranian government understands that we have a two-party system, that the opposition party is locked in a major battle with the president, and that they do not speak for the administration. I think they understand there's a lot of noise in the American political process, but they're negotiating with the president, and whatever agreement comes out of that, the voters are going to have to judge whether it's a good agreement.
And now to Myanmar, where state media there are blaming protesters for the violence that erupted Tuesday when police cleared a group of student activists who are demanding that the government scrap an education reform law. The officers turned on the students in the central town of Letpadan after they tried to push through a police barricade. Pakistani paramilitary troops raided the headquarters of a major political party Wednesday in Karachi. That's where officials said they arrested wanted suspects and seized weapons. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.